John Schubert has long enjoyed his role as lay historian of the Lower Russian River. Guerneville Early Days, published in 2008, was his thorough account of the town's beginnings. But his most recent effort, Tales of the Russian River, is, by contrast, a kaleidoscopic anthology of vignettes, sidebars, and archival research. Some of the articles are reprised from local historical journals. More have been revived from the weekly West County newspaper that was called simply The Paper. Most, Schubert admits, have been slightly updated.
After they were published, some people would stop me and, well, hey, this yakety-yak happened. And so I would insert that in the story. Or somebody would say, the spelling of the name was wrong, or that's the wrong person. They were there, but it was this person who actually did whatever occurred. So I've modified it a little bit. Also cleaned up my grammar, sentence structure.
Many of the short pieces from The Paper first appeared in the late 1970s and early 80s. In them, Schubert recounts conversations about the past with an unnamed and not entirely real old-timer.
He was a fictitious character I invented, a composite of about three or four old-timers that I had talked to and were dear friends. And so I came up with this guy who was about 5'6", barrel-shaped, skinny arms, skinny legs. He always had a four-day growth of beard. Never got shorter, never got longer. It was really kind of fun because I'd be going down the street and I would get stopped and people say, I know who the old-timer is. I said, oh, really? And maybe they did hit on a person who was part of this composition that I had created.
That character was a useful creation for both recounting odd aspects of the past, the old wooden jail that served Guerneville for a time, for instance, and for sharing the occasional tall tale.
It was a hot summer day, and I decided to go up to Armstrong Park and kind of cool off in the shade of the big redwoods there. And son of a gun, here was old-timer sitting on a log there. So we sat down and started talking about the redwoods. He said, yeah, some of those redwood trees, those old-timers, those were really, really big. Said, well, how big? He says, well, there were two guys one time that were chopping on one side for about 5 days before they discovered there was a guy who had been chopping on the other side for 8 days.
Other essays turned to more somber topics, such as Schubert's account of the three local mine workers who died in the great earthquake of April 1906.
When that hit, three men were coming up in a skip. They were doing the graveyard shift, coming up to the elevators. The entry into the mine was through a vertical shaft. A rock shook loose from the mountain up above, rolled down, and was like a hole-in-one. Went right down the shaft as these guys were coming up. Crushed them, killed the three of them in the cage.
Then there are some stories that blur the line between the authenticated and the improbable. Periodic floods along the Russian River are certainly among the former. Some responses to those floods are harder to certify.
Railroad being washed out, how were the people going to get from Corbell's or further upstream, like today's Hacienda? People would actually hop floating logs down the river during a flood to get down to Guerneville.
This is Schubert's third volume of stories about the Guerneville area and its past. He continues to mine the region for more old pictures and the tales that go with them. Among other things, his business card identifies the retired sheriff's deputy as a, quote, steward of regional relics, printed matter, memorabilia, artifacts, dust, important junk, and trash. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.